All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Cameron has a second down and a long nine as we start the second quarter. Shanks pitches back to Dalton Erickson, brought down way back in the backfield, but flags come down where Erickson came down at.
We got a holding against Cameron as a preliminary signal. And Chillicothe threw them for a little bit of a loss. They probably will refuse this penalty.
With the change in quarters, Butch, Cameron now is trying to make their way right to left on our radio dial to the north end zone, looking for their first score of the night as they trail the Hornets 14-0 in this, a Midland Empire Conference matchup, and the 78th meeting between these two schools, Chillicothe and Cameron.
Let's see what they do here. Holding against Cameron. And they stepped it off. So they're going to repeat the second down. It'll be second and 20. A pretty substantial penalty, and I'm sure that's why Coach Willard decided to take that penalty.
Butch, with as many Hornet players that were back there on Erickson before he even got the ball, I'm surprised there was a holding. Here's Shanks in shotgun formation. He takes the snap, back to pass for a second time tonight. As he's hit, he unloads. Incomplete pass, almost intercepted by number 33 of the Hornets. That is Nick Duncan.
Yeah, Nick Duncan had a better shot at catching that football than the Cameron receiver. So now we got third down and 20. The ball's at the Cameron 25-yard line as we just started the second quarter with Chillicothe leading by a score of 14-0.
In the two games, Butch, that Shanks played quarterback against the Hornets last year, in game number one, he was 2 for 9 for just 7 yards. And then in game number two, a district matchup, he was 5 of 18 for 48 yards and 1 interception. So hasn't been too successful throwing the ball, and he's going back for the third time tonight, and he's going to be sacked! Sacked all the way back at the Cameron 15-yard line. A swarm of Hornets came back there. The first one back there, but he just barely missed Shanks, was Walker Graves, but it allowed Shanks to slow down so that Adler Marshall and a few other Hornet teammates could come in and finish him off.
Great defense that time. Greatest pass defense is that pass rush, keeping that quarterback from ever throwing a football.
Frazier standing back at his goal line. He punts the ball away. This one's a high spiraling punt that is taken by Schaefer, and it rolls out of bounds. He was, as he caught it, Wetzel was in pursuit of him and hit his shoulder pad, which knocked the ball out, but luckily it went out of bounds at the Cameron 43-yard line.
That's one of those that Brett might have thought about letting it go or maybe signaling for a fair catch, but he's not going to do that. He wants to get a return, I'll tell you.
Well, especially when he hasn't been able to return the last two. He was probably getting a little anxious.
He was hungry and wanted that return. And so instead of signaling for the fair catch, he fielded it and almost got in trouble. And anyway, it's Chillicothe's football.
First and 10 for the Hornets at the Cameron 43-yard line to start this offensive drive. Three backs are in the backfield. Went, Killey, and Figg. Strong line to the right as whistles are blown. And a timeout appears to be called by the Cameron Dragons as they did not like what they saw defensively for the Dragons. We've got 10:58 remaining. Second quarter, it's Hornets 14, Dragons 0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Chillicothe's got a first and 10 at the Cameron 43-yard line. Three backs are in the backfield as we come out of a Cameron timeout. Here's a handoff to Lentz, straight off right tackle, crosses the Cameron 40 and gets down to the 36-yard line where he's brought down by Dalton Erickson. Erickson brings him down, but not before Lent picks up 6 yards. It'll be a second down and 4 now for the Hornets at the Cameron 37-yard line. 14-0 the score. Chillicothe on top of Cameron. And this, the 78th meeting between Chillicothe and Cameron. Schaefer now is into the backfield, flanked tight to the right. Two backs are in the backfield. Another flag goes up in the air. Dylan Munson has entered the game offensively. Offsides is the call against the Hornets. I didn't see any movement there. I don't think Phil Willard saw any as he questioned the referee there, Butch.
I think somebody, one of the offensive linemen must have lined up in the neutral zone. That's the only thing I could figure out because there was no movement.
This game is starting to come to a sudden slowdown here.
Right.
We've got now 10-17 remaining in the second. It seems like we've been at about 10 minutes or so for the last five. Second down and 10 for the Hornets now at the Cameron 43. Dylan Munson's in the backfield with Atkinson. Schaefer flanked tight to the right. Here's a handoff to Atkinson, following Munson through the right side of the line. He gets a couple of yards down to the 39, 38-yard line of the Dragons. Austin Dotson was in on the tackle for Cameron. It'll be third down now for the Hornets. We're going to call it a third and 7. The ball has been placed at the Cameron 39-yard line as the Hornets try to make their way to the south end zone, moving left to right on your radio dial. Snyder's only tried to throw the ball one time. He was rushed out of the pocket, resulted in him running in for a touchdown. So let's see if they try to throw here. Schaefer's flanked wide to the right. Here he goes, back to pass. Pressure from behind. He tries to run with it. It's intercepted at the 32 by Cameron. The receiver of Cameron is all the way back for a touchdown against the Chillicothe Hornets. That touchdown was by Caleb Shanks, Butch, the quarterback slash free safety, as he stepped right in front of the would-be receiver, which I believe was Plattner, and it was returned all the way back for a touchdown for Cameron. And Butch, that Cameron touchdown, they've only scored a couple of times this year. They are fired up after that.
Yeah, that's exactly what you don't need, is for Cameron to have a momentum builder like that. Cameron's going to use the swinging gate here as they attempt the extra point.
Cameron scored, Butch, 4 points in the first game of the season, 6 points in the second, and 12 last week against LeBlanc, and now they have 6 points against Chillicothe. For Snyder, that's his second interception on the season. And now some confusion as they're going to go to an extra point attempt here, and they're waiting to get the tee out for the kicker.
I don't know how they're getting all this time to do
that. The clock's not even, hadn't even ran. Now it is.
Yeah, they finally started it, but
the kicker is Jacob Brewer. And he's awaiting the snap. Here it is, put down. Here's the kick. It is blocked. No good, as it is blocked by Adler Marshall, it appears, for the Hornets. Adler Marshall had enough. He was tired of waiting around. He says, I'm going to block your kick, and he did that. We've got 9 minutes, 2 seconds remaining, second quarter. It is now Chillicothe 14, Cameron 6. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We've got 9 minutes, 2 seconds remaining in this second quarter here at Jerry Lett Memorial Stadium, and Cameron has scored a touchdown on an interception returned by Caleb Shanks. Here's a short kick that is taken up front by Figg. Figg is loose. He's at midfield. He's at the 40. He's now at the Cameron 30. Sidesteps a defender at the 25 and is wheeled down at the 20-yard line of Cameron. The senior, Ty Figg, who has scored one rushing touchdown this season and one receiving touchdown, was looking for a special teams touchdown right there, as he is Mr. Do-Everything offensively for the Hornets this year.
That'd have been sweet to see Ty score there. He is such a great kid.
Chillicothe right now has got some life back, as Cameron had gained momentum on that Shanks interception return for a touchdown, but Figg brought the momentum back to the Hornets' side. First and 10 for the Hornets at the Cameron 20-yard line. Killey gets the call. Killey goes off left tackle. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Hornets! Josh Killey with the touchdown. For Killey, that is his 6th rushing touchdown of the season and 6th of his Hornet career, and it comes with 8:43 remaining in the second quarter. It's now Chillicothe 20, Cameron 6. Into a tenth the point after is Willard. Fig takes the snap, puts it down. Here's the kick. It is a high kick, and it is good. Jack Willard is now 18 of 18 on the season, 3 for 3 tonight, and the Chillicothe Hornets extend their lead to 15, 21-6 here over the Dragons. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Just a moment ago, Ty Fig almost ran the kickoff from the Cameron Dragons back for a touchdown. He was brought down at the Cameron 20, where the Hornets set up shop first and 10. First carry from scrimmage to Josh Healy resulted in another Hornet touchdown, and here is the kickoff now from Willard, and this time Wetzel says, forget about it. I'm just letting it go into the end zone. I'm tired of this. And it goes into the back of the end zone for another touchback. Cameron will start on offense, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line as they move right to left on your radio dial, trailing by 15 to this Hornet football team. Capacity crowd here at the stadium on both sides of the field as it's a beautiful night for football. Shanks is in shotgun formation. He's got two backs in the backfield. Here's the snap. It was a miscommunication in the backfield as the running backs did not know what to do, so Shanks had to run it back to the line of scrimmage, and he was luckily able to get it back to the line of scrimmage, which is the Cameron 20. Cade Burton on the tackle of Shanks there. These Cameron uniforms, which are extremely difficult to see the numbers on them. They're white jerseys with real faint gold numbers on them. Extremely difficult to see.
Yeah, I noticed that at the start of the game, and I'm thinking it's going to be tough to figure out who's who.
8:07 remains this first half, and another timeout is called. It is called again by Cameron. So Cameron has one timeout remaining, I believe that's correct. Yes, it is, and Chillicothe has all three of theirs. So let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Shaver coming to you live from Jerry Lynn Memorial Stadium in Chillicothe, Missouri, on a beautiful night for football. We have 8 minutes, 4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. We're coming out of a Cameron Dragons timeout. They have one remaining. Chillicothe has all three of theirs remaining in this first half. Cameron right now trails by 15, 21-6 to the Chillicothe Hornets, but they have the ball on offense, does the Dragons. Second down and 10 at their own 20. Here's a snap to Shanks. Shanks is going to keep it. Shanks has to turn upfield around the left side where he's brought down after a gain of two by Dean Atkins. So it'll be third down, and they're actually only giving about a yard. It'll be third down and 9 from the 21-yard line of Cameron. Wind is coming out of the northeast just ever so gently. Everybody has got their jackets off, short sleeve shirts, just enjoying a good night of football.
Yeah, I can't get much better than this right now.
Wide receivers to the right, that's Jackson Frazier, and others to the left. That's Whitaker. Shanks goes back, he throws. It was intended for number four, Frazier, but it goes incomplete at the 25. Coverage applied by Nick Duncan. And once again, Frazier will be now punting the ball away deep in his own end of the football field to Brett Schaefer, who stands at midfield awaiting the punt. Frazier is standing at his 5-yard line. Last time he was at the goal line when he punted the ball away. It's a high looping snap that he is able to get off cleanly, but it's a high kick, and it goes out of bounds for the Hornets at the Cameron 37-yard line. Boy, that snap, it had St. Louis Arch written all over it, Butch. It yeah. Took forever to get back to the punter.
Almost brought the rain, which we don't need.
I mean, Frazier, by the time he had the ball, while he was waiting for the ball to come down, he had to be seeing both corners of his eye. Defenders for the Hornets coming in. We've got another timeout here, a water break, so let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Coming out of a water break that was called by the referees to keep the players hydrated. We've got 7 minutes, 11 seconds remaining, second quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game between Chillicothe and Cameron, and the Hornets right now lead it 21-6. Chillicothe has the ball on offense to start their next drive. First and 10 at the Cameron 37-yard line. Lent, it'll be flanked tight to the right. Atkins and Schaefer will be split in the backfield for Snyder. Strong line to the right. Three down linemen defensively for Cameron. Atkins gets the call. Atkins breaks a tackle at the 25. He's crossed, or the 35, crosses the 30, gets across the 25, and he's brought down at the 24-yard line by the Cameron Dragons, Dawson Cox. Jack Willard now is coming to the ball game at quarterback for the remainder of this drive.
It's a good idea. Let Jack take some snaps. He needs the experience.
First and 10 for the Hornets at the 24-yard line. Handoff goes to Atkins. He crosses the 24, crosses the 20, and is brought down at about the 19-yard line of Cameron. They're going to mark it at the Cameron 18. A positive gain there by Atkins and the Hornets. Austin Dotson was in on the tackle. It'll be second and 4 now for Chillicothe's offense as Atkins goes out of the ball game, and he is replaced by Killey in the backfield. Killey and Lent will be split in the backfield. Schaefer will be flanked tight to the right. Killey gets the call. Killey crosses the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Easy peasy by Josh Killey. With 6:14 remaining in the first half, it is now Chillicothe 27, Cameron 6. Well, Butch, Josh Keeley must have heard us say earlier that Cameron was doing a good job containing his running ability.
Yeah, didn't like that, did he?
Didn't like it, and he scored 2 touchdowns on the last 2 carries. And here's the extra point by Willard. That is good. He is 4-for-4 on extra point attempts. 6:14 remains. Second quarter, it's now Chillicothe 28 and Cameron 6. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.